我们今天刚才诗班里的那首诗歌。
The song the choir sang.
一下子把我的思路带回到我还没有信主的时候。
Took me to the time before I knew God.
我记得我当时还在国内。
I was still in mainland China.
我们在看一部影片叫《坦坦尼克号》。
We watched a movie Titanic.
在那个影片里头，那个城啊，最后断成两半，最终要快要下沉的时候。
In that movie, when the ship was like broken into two pieces, was about to sink finally.
有一群人还在那边演奏一首诗歌。
There was one group of people playing a song.
就是这首诗歌。
That's exactly the song.
我当时不是太明白。
I didn't understand fully at the time.
因为他们是面对着一个即将沉没的大船。
Because they were facing a big ship that was about to sink.
他们面临的就是一个死亡。
They were facing death.
但是他们还是在那样的安静，那样的安详，那么样的喜乐，在弹这样一首诗歌。
But they were so peaceful and joyful and just playing that song.
跟我在从小我们所受的教育不一样。
It was different from all kinds of education teachings we received when we grew up.
因为我们当时是在国内长大的，是在红旗下长大的一代人。
Like in China, we basically grew up in quote unquote under the flag.
我们所受到的教育，那不怕死的英雄就是黄继光、董成瑞这样的人物。
The kinds of heroes who did not fear death were like heroes of 黄继光 and 董成瑞。
但是我就感觉到这两类人有一个完全不同的，不是完全一同类型的一类。
I sense those two groups of people are completely different kinds.
虽然在宣传上那几个人也是不怕死的。
Even though according to propaganda, those two heroes also fear no death.
后来我来到美国，我慢慢信主了，我在主里越来越有所追求的时候。
After I came to the United States and when I started to learn about God,
我才发现这个真谛在哪个地方。
I understood what was the truth.
这里头有一个极大的分别，就是生命的分别。
There was a major difference, which is the difference of life.
因为我们里面有了那个永远的生命，我们有了一个荣耀的盼望。
Because now Christians have this eternal life within us and the eternal hope, glorious hope.
所以整个影片里头呈现在我们面前的那个怕死的感觉，不再是一件鲁莽之夫的那种感觉。
So the feeling of fearing death presented in the movie is no longer the kind of like the fear by the no fear of death by those like bold people.
或者说是一时的冲动。
Or it's just a instantaneous kind of a rush of courage.
而是这个带着是一个永远的盼望，是带着一个喜乐的心情来面对这个死亡。
Rather, it's a kind of eternal glory, eternal hope that one has, and then they're able to face death with that.
因为他们心里十分的清楚，他们这样行乃是与主越来越近。
Because they're very clear that when they do that, they are closer and closer to God.
这不仅是他们的盼望。
It's not only their hope.
我相信也是我们在座的每一位的盼望。
I believe it is also our hope, every one of us.
因为主说，我们将来到那一日必要像他。
Because the Lord says, in the future, on that day, we will be like him.
他说，到那个时候，他如何，我们也将如何。
He said, at that time, whatever he's like, we will be like.
圣经里实在无法用人的语言来描述这幅光景。
The Bible did not describe the situation according to human language.
因为所有的应验是到那新耶路撒冷城从天而降的时候。
Because the realization of the prophet is not until when the New Jerusalem comes down.
到了那个时候，那个新的那个神所应许的那个实际就会成就在我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们的身上。
At that time, the prophet promised by God will be realized on each one of us.
到那个时候显明在我们面前的，让我们从心灵的深处所发出的赞叹，就是那一首新歌。
It will be present it to us so that from the bottom of our heart, it will come this sigh, and that is going to be that sin.
这首新歌丰富到什么程度呢？
That new hymn, how rich is it?
让我们从那个时候开始唱，一直唱到永远，都唱不完，唱不尽。
Even if we start to sing at that time, until eternity in time, we can never finish that song.
感谢主，他现在还存留我们这些人在地上。
Praise the Lord, He preserves us on earth today.
目的是像我们这些人能够让我们的自己被炼净。
So that we can cleanse us.
神让我们存活在地上，还给我们安排了一条路。
For us to live on the earth, God has prepared a path for us.
针对我们每一个人的情况，他都给我们安排了一切人或者环境。
According to everyone's unique situation, God has prepared the environment and people around us.
为的是让我们接着这样的一个经历，来越活出像他的光景。
In order that we can become more and more like Him, based on the experiences that we go through.
所以我们今天来交通一个题目。
So today we wanted to share a subject, a topic.
就叫凡事谦虚。
That is.With all humility.
是我们来活出他的样式的一个毕生旅途中的一个。
This is one point in our journey in order to be more like him.
好不好？我们打开圣经，我们再来读三段的经文。
Let's open our Bibles. We'll read three passages from the scripture.
时间关系，我们尽量短一点哈。首先，我们把我们的圣经翻到以弗所书第四章。
So first, let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
我们列出来的经文是一到三节。
So we show the verses 1-3.
我们可以稍微读一下哈。我为主所被囚的来劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守神灵所赐给我们心。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, the calling, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love.Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
然后我们把圣经翻到彼得前书，我们读第五章的第五节。
Next, we'll read 1 Peter 5, 5.
第五章的第五节的下半节。
The later half of 5, 5.
翻到这里算得出来了。就是你们众人也要彼此顺服。因为神阻挡骄傲的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
最后我们读一段经文是稍微比较长一点，是翻到旧约的诗篇113篇。
Lastly, slightly longer passage, that's Psalm 113.
我们要读的是第四到第九节。
We'll read from verse 4-9.
看到了哈，看到了，我们一起读。
The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people, he makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord.
我们低头再有点祷告。
Let's pray again.
主，你已经将你的话语向众弟兄们、姐妹们打开。
Lord, you have already opened up your words to all the brothers and sisters.
主啊，我们就再求你将那赐人智慧的灵与赏赐下来。
Lord, we once again ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
你的灵亲自在我们中间运行，你打开我们的心窍。
May your spirit be with among us so that you open our hearts.
你让我们有一个谦卑的耳朵来听你的话语。
Give us a humble ear to hear your words.
我们这样感恩交托的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才读的第一段经文
The first passage we read
是出自于以弗所书
was from the book of Ephesians.
我们知道在保罗的十二封书信之中
We know among the 12 books from Paul
以弗所书是神所启示的一个最高峰
Ephesians was kind of the high point of God's revelation.
他将那神永远的旨意最清楚明白的启示在这卷书中
It clearly revealed the God's highest calling and purpose will in this book.
我们也知道这卷书的结构。
We also understand the structure of this book.
如同保罗常常写他的书信的那个结构是一样的。
Just as Paul usually uses in his books.
以弗所书总共有六章的经文。
The book of Ephesians has six chapters.
它前三章是讲到这个真理部分。
The first three chapters are about the truth.
他告诉我们在神的心意之中有一个永远的旨意。
It tells us that in God's heart there is an eternal purpose.
在这卷书里所启示给我们的告诉我们就是那万事万物最终要到一个神满足的日子都在基督里头同归于一。
This epistle tells us this important revelation that ultimately in all things will converge into God's eternal glory and in his eternal will.
他也告诉我们这个永远旨意的成就他是接着一批被称作为教会的这个团体所做成的。
It also tells us that the realization of this eternal will of God is to be done by the group of people called church.
换句话说，他的旨意这个能不能成就，我们在座的每一位能不能在他这个计划之中有份，是一个关键的环节。
In other words, the critical point as to whether his will is going to be accomplished is up to us, whether all of us in church are willing to participate.
因为神从来不勉强人。
Because God would never force anybody.
他尊重人的每一个人的自由意志。
He respects the free will of every person.
他愿意我们这批人能跟他有一个正确的回应。
He would like all of us to have a good, correct response.
当我们人有这样一个合他心意的回应的时候，他永远的旨意，那成就的计划就能往前推进。
When we are willing to respond to him according to his will, then the plan that's in God's will move forward.
所以他一方面把这方面的心意向我们显明。
So on the one hand, he reveals his heart to us.
到了以弗所书后三章就告诉我们这些人当如何的跟上，如何的活出。
On the other hand, in the latter three chapters of the book of Ephesians,Paul tells us how we can live out that kind of life.
我们刚才读的第一段经文，以弗所书第四章第一到第三节。
The first passage that we just read, Ephesians 4:1-3.
它是整个后三章的一个总体的部分。
It was a kind of a summary of all the latter three chapters of the Ephesians.
它首先跟我们提出一个要求或者一个劝勉。
First of all, it gives us a command or a plead.
他说我为主被囚的来劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与那蒙召的恩相称。
He says, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
换句话说，我们这一群被称作为他神的儿女的这帮人。
In other words, all of us who are called the children of God,
我们既然得以成为神家的儿女，
since we are called the children of God,
我们的行事为人就当与我们所蒙的这个召的恩相称。
We really should walk in a manner worthy of this calling.
蒙召的恩是圣经里头中文的翻译的方法。
The calling which we have been called is the kind of translation in the Chinese Bible.
实际上你把它看进去的时候，它这一个短语是由两个字所形成的。
But if you read carefully of the original language, there are actually two phrases in this, this sentence.
一个是动词形式的呼召，一个是名词形式的呼召。
One is a verb kind of a tense of the word call. The other is a noun form of the calling.
所以最直接简单的翻译就是那一个呼召的召临到你了。
So the direct translation would be the calling that was called.
你既然回应了这个呼召，那你的行事为人就要跟这个属呼的召要相称。
So if you have been called and you have received the calling that you have been called, then you need to walk in a manner worthy of that calling.
与什么什么相称是给我们一幅图画。
So when we talk about worthy of, that is giving us a picture.
那你摆在我们的面前是一个天平摆在我们的面前。
So the picture is like a scale presented in front of us.
一边是属呼召的那个召。
On the one side, it's that calling.
啊，另一边是我们的行事为人。
The other side is our manner.
那我们如何能够活出这样一个相称的生活呢？
So how do we live out that life that would be worthy of the calling?
二到三节就告诉我们一个具体的一些要求。
So verses 2 and 3 tell us the concrete commands.
如果你看进去的话，你发现这里总共提出了四项的要求。
So there are 4 specific commandments here.
它分别用了两个介词短语和两个动词的分词短语形式来表达。
So there are 2 preposition phrases and 2 present participle phrases.
第一个介词短语是凡事谦虚和温柔。
The first preposition is with all humility and gentleness.
第二个介词短语是凡事忍耐。
And the second preposition is with patience.
第一个动词短语形式是用爱心互相宽容。
So the first present principle phrase is showing tolerance for one another in love.
第二个动词分词短语是用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The second verbal present participle phrase is being diligent to preserve the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
换句话说，这四项要求是什么要求呢？
So what are the 4 commandments?
我讲的更细一点，我只讲重点。
So I wanted to talk about the details, but I'll emphasize on the most important point.
第一个呢是要谦虚温柔。
First is be humble and gentle.
第二个是要忍耐。
Second is be patient.
第三个呢是要宽容。
The third point is showing tolerance.
第四个是要一个竭力去做一件事情，就是保守那个一。
And the fourth point is being diligent to preserve the unity.
时间的关系，我们今天只交通这第一个里头的一个点。
So in the interest of time, we're going to share only about the first point within the first point.
叫做凡事谦虚。
Which is be humble with all humility.
凡事是什么意思呢？
All, what does that mean? All.
就是你所有的事情，我们姊妹刚才翻译的。
With all humility means about all things.
这是大的方面来说的。
So that's in the broad scheme of things.
从小的方面来说是什么意思呢？
From the small scheme of things.
就是你所遇见的每一件事情。
That means every specific thing that you encounter in life.
所以我们在教会的服事过程之中。
So when we serve in church.
在教会之中你遇到的每一件事情或者你碰见的每一个弟兄姐妹。
So everything you encounter, every brother and sister you meet,
你都要谦虚。
You need to be humble.
但于谦虚这个字。
So the word humble,
在人的给他的定义和圣经里给他定义是不一样的。
The definition by people is different from the definition in the Bible.
人的定义你可以回去看看中文的字典或者英文的字典你都可以看得到。
If you look up the dictionaries, whether Chinese or English, you find the definition of humble by human.
圣经里头这个谦虚是什么意思呢？
But what does humility mean in the Bible?
按照原文来看，它这个字是由两个字所组成的。
According to the original language, this word is composed of two parts.
一个呢是讲着这个位置是很低的，很低的，这个低的这个字。
One is about the position. The position is extremely, extremely low.
另外一个字呢是讲了你的心思，讲了你的意念，讲了你的思想。
The other part is about the mind and thoughts and the wills.
这个字呢只在圣经里头出现了两次，都是出现在哥林多前书十四章二十节那边。
So regarding the heart, mind, and thought, the word humility only appeared twice. One is in the 1 Corinthians 14.
中文和合本呢把它翻译成心智。
So in the Chinese translation, it basically talks about mind.
所以当你这两个字加在一起的时候，你就知道圣经里的这个谦虚是什么意思呢？
So when you combine these two parts together, you understand what the word humility means in the Bible.
我们只讲对人来说。
To people,
就是当你面对于你所遇到的每一个人。
When you encounter everything and every person,
你要从你的心思意念之中，你要把自己看作是一个位置很低的。
You need to consider yourself as of the lowest position in your heart, in your mind.
既然是从你的心思意念之中，是从你心里出来的，那告诉我们，这就是从里面发出来的。
Because it comes from your heart and mind, that means it comes from within you.
箴言里头告诉我们，人一生的果效是从心而出。
A proverb said, all aspects of life comes from heart.
所以不是外面装的，乃是从里面给活出来的。
So it's not a pretense from outside, but it is lived out from within.
所以在这个字的时候，我更喜欢中文和合本们的另外一种翻译，就是翻译成谦卑。
So I actually like another translation according to the Chinese translation, humble.
但是不管是人对这个谦虚的概念，或者是圣经里头对着这个谦虚的概念。
Regardless of the definitions, whether by human or by the Bible,
却有一个一致的意见，就是这个谦虚的反面就是骄傲。
There is one common point, that is the opposite of humility, humble is proud.
我们也知道，圣经里头告诉我们，那个骄傲的源头或者骄傲的本质是在哪里。
We know the Bible tells us the origin of the pride.
如果我们还记得以赛亚书第十四章十二到十四节那段记载的话。
If we all remember the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, 12 to 15.
那里说到有一个叫被称作为明亮之星、早晨之子的一位。
It talks about the
十四。
So it talks about the morning star and the son of the dawn.
他心里曾经在那边说一件事情。
He once said what said.
把他的心思意念给思想给表达出来。
Which expressed his mind and thoughts.
他说我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在众星之上， 我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High.
所以什么是骄傲呢？
So what is pride?
骄傲的中心就是以我为中心。
So the center of pride is I.
以我为出发点。
And the beginning point of everything is
它是向着神来独立。
It wants independence from God.
它是以着高高高为它的目标。
It wants height as the goal.
它要靠着自己要往上跑。
It wants to be high according based on himself.
这就是骄傲。
That is pride.
我们也知道这位明亮之星早晨之子是谁。
We also know who the star of the morning and sun of the dawn is.
就是后来被神从天上摔下那个那位撒旦。
That is the Satan who later was thrown down by God.
我们也知道骄傲如何在人的身上给显明出来。
We also know how pride is presented, is manifested in human.
如果我们还记得创世纪第三章第一到第六节来讲到我们的始祖犯罪的那个过程的时候。
If we remember the Genesis chapter 3, how our ancestors sinned.
我们就会看到人是如何在这里头开始骄傲起来。
We will realize how mankind started to be proud.
不错，外面有那个仇敌或者是被称作蛇的那一位。来诱惑他。
Indeed, there was the temptation by the enemy or the snake.
但是最关键的还是他自己的那个心思、意念、思想的方向。
The most important thing still is the direction of their hearts and mind and their thoughts.
我们也知道那个蛇在众多的话语之中最吸引那位女人的那一句话是哪一句话？
We know what was the most, among all the words that the snake said in temptation, what was the one that attracted the woman most?
他说因为神知道一件事情啊，当你们吃了这个树上的果子的时候，你眼睛就明亮了，你们就如神一样能知道善恶。
He said,For God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以最抓住女人的那个心思的是哪一句话呢？
So what is that catches the woman's heart?
就是你能如神一样。
That is, you will be like God.
他下面也把这个女人的心思意念的变化过程表达出来。
It also expressed how the process of transformation of that woman's heart and mind.
他说那个女人呢，见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。
It says, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise,She took from its fruit.
这是人犯罪的开始。
That was the beginning of mankind's falling.
也是骄傲在人身上开始显明的那个点。
It's also the point when pride is manifested.
所以在箴言十八章十二节那边告诉我们有这样一句话。
Therefore, in Proverbs 18:12, it tells us.
他说：“败坏之先，人心骄傲；尊荣以前。”必有谦卑。
Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but humility goes before honor.
换句话说，骄傲是人败坏的一个起点。
In other words, pride is the beginning of destruction.
但是得尊荣必须有一个条件，你要谦卑。
But in order to be glory or be honored,One has to be humble first.
我们不要把我们的思路仅仅停在我们始祖犯罪的那一刻。
Let's not rest our mind on only the time when our ancestors sinned.
其实在我们蒙恩信主以后，我们走的这条道路之上，随时随刻 都会发生这样的事情。
So in fact, any time, even after we believed in the Lord, and on our journey of the sanctification, any time it could still happen again.
你什么时候里面那个骄傲出了头，你的跌倒就在眼前。
Whenever the pride is raised within you, from within you, then destruction or falling is.
你如果保持过一个谦卑的心态，活着的时候，你就走在那条得荣耀的道路之上。
If you keep a humble heart and attitude, then when you are alive, you will be walking on that path of glory.
所以我们如果读圣经的话，我们就知道神有这样的一个心意或者心思意念。
So when we read the Bible, we understand that God has this mind and will.
或者说我们能够发现一个事实。
Or we can find the fact.
神是喜悦谦卑，反对骄傲的。
God is pleased with humility, but opposes the pride.
比如说在弥迦书六章八节那边有这样的一句话。
For example, Micah 6:8 says.
他说世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。他向你们所要的是什么呢？只要你们行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
在以赛亚书五十七章十五节那边也说。
And in book of Isaiah 57:15 it says.
他说那至高之上永远传承名为圣者的如此说我住在至高至圣的所在也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居
For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever whose name is holy I dwell on a high and holy place and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
到了新约雅各书，雅各告诉我们。
In the New Testament, in the book of James, James said,
他说经上说神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
同样的彼得在写他的彼得前书的时候换句话说是他年老的时候他也看到了这样的话
Similarly, as Peter was writing his first Peter epistle, it was when he was old and he saw the same thing.
就是我们刚才读的那一段经文第二段经文啊
That's what we just read, second passage.
当老彼得看到了这句话的时候他就对弟兄姐妹们发出了一个要求或者呼唤。
So when Peter saw that he gave this commandment or a urge to the brothers and sisters.
他说你们众人啊也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服。
So all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
其实这句话的经文翻译哈，这句话的经文翻译在原文里头那个彼此顺服那个顺服两个字是没有的
So in the original translation actually there is not a like a submit to one another that kind of translation in the Chinese version
但是上一节这一节的上半节有顺服这个字
But the beginning part of this verse 1 Peter 5:5has the word submit to one another.
所以有些译本像我们和合本就把那上面的意思给带下来在这里加了一个顺服这个字。
So the Chinese translation carried the first part of that word into the second part of the translation.
它的意思是什么呢?
So what does it mean?
你们众人都要彼此顺服。
It says all of you need to submit to one another.
你们如何能做到这样的一个顺服呢?
And how are you able to do that to submit?
哎，有一条路，或者是操练的法则。
There is one path, or it's a practice, the principle of practice.
就是你们个人呢、啊，都要以谦卑为束腰。
That is, clothe yourselves with humility.
当然，你去看英文译本的话，还有另外一种翻译。
So of course, in the Chinese English translation, there's another kind of
就把这个彼此呢，就翻译成就是你们众人都要彼此以那谦卑来束腰。
So that is to say that all of you need to gird yourselves with humility.
就是我们每个人都要面对着那你所面对的肢体，我们都要以一个谦卑来束腰来对待。
So that is every one of us, when we are facing each other, as members of the church, we need to, bind ourselves and gird ourselves as using humility.
当然，我觉得这两种翻译它的差别不大啊，差别不大。
Of course, I don't think there's much difference between the two types of translations.
问题是这里的这个束腰这个字。
But the word gird yourselves.
这个字是不太好理解的，不太好翻译的一个字。
It's hard to translate, actually.
我们想到的时候，束腰的时候，就好像是一个腰带或者一个带子来把它翻译出来。
When we think about gird yourselves, we imagine we use a belt or something to tie around our waist.
然后我们无论是英文的里头或者中文里头，都有一些版本是把它理解为是把一条毛巾或者大的围巾系在腰上。或者是你在厨房里下厨的时候，是一个围裙这样的把你系在身上。
So whether in the Chinese translation or English translation, sometimes it's like using a big white cloth to wrap around our waist, or if you're working in a kitchen, you're using a white scarf or apron around you.
所以有些翻译呢，他就说你在这里是系上一个围巾或者毛巾；有些翻译呢，你是在这里系上那个围裙。
So some translation will say, some translation will say you are tie a garment around your waist or you tie with a white cloth.
但是这圣经里的这个字是实际上是指的是什么说的呢？
But what actually the Bible was referring to using this word?
它是指着一件衣服说的。
It's actually about a garment.
这件衣服是用一个亚麻所做成的一个白色的衣服。
It's actually a white linen garment.
但是这个衣服呢，不是用纽扣纽的，乃是用一个腰带子把它系起来的。
But that white linen garment is not buttoned up like we do today, but it's tied up with a white cloth, like cloth.
这件衣服不是为着你保暖用的。
So it's not to keep you warm.
也不是为了你来遮羞用的。
Neither is it for covering your shame.
这件衣服乃是一个身份的表明，是一个身份的标志。
It is actually a sign of your position.
是一个仆人所穿的，他穿上了就证明他是一个仆人。
It's a clothing for the slaves. So when a person puts on this garment, it shows his position as a slave.
当他穿上这件衣服，他的行事为人都必须降服在这件衣服所明表明的那个标志之下。
So once he puts on this garment, whatever he does or says, the way he walks, needs to be according to this position, shown, represented by the garment.
你要受到这个身份的所约束、所捆绑。
So he is bound.By this position.
所以你看英文一本的时候，它还有另外的翻译，一个叫披带，一个叫穿上的意思。
So that's why in the English translation there are two kinds of another two kinds of meanings, which is clothing. So it's like or you put it on.
我在想象我们现在还有哪些类似的事情可以来描述这件事情的话。
So I'm also.Thinking about similar situations we can describe.
我想讲出来，可能弟兄姐妹们可能会理解，有点帮助。
Hopefully, it'll help the brothers and sisters to understand.
现在还有。
We still have situations like that.
比如说，你到医院里去哈。
For example, if you go to the hospital.
如果你去看一个你的朋友，他是一个病人，需要住院的。
If you are going to visit a friend who's being hospitalized,
你知道他住院是怎么办呢？进去了以后，第一件事情就是要把他所有的衣服脱掉，然后医生给他一个病人的衣服。
Well, usually inpatients will be basically taking off all their clothes, their own clothes, and put on the hospital garment.
那个病人的衣服是没有纽扣的，是两个带子给他系紧的，对不对？
And the hospital garment doesn't have buttons.
当你穿上这件衣服，就告诉你，你在这里是一个病人。
So once you put on this garment, it's clear that you are an inpatient.
你所有的行事为人不是按照你的意志而行，你要降服在这个病人的这个地位之上，你要顺服护士，你要顺服医生。
You can no longer walk about according to your own ways. You must submit to the rules of the hospital as a patient. You must submit to the nurse's instructions and the doctor's instructions.
当然，我个人的感觉呢，好像更合宜的那个衣服是那个外科大夫所穿的那件衣服。
But my personal feeling, another more appropriate kind of illustration might be the garment put on by the surgeons.
外科医生上手术台的时候，他的助手要给他穿一件衣服。
Before a surgeon goes onto the operation table, he has to be put on a garment by his assistant.
那件衣服的开口不是前面的，是在后面的。
And the openings of that garment is not in the front, rather it's in the back.
然后把它给捆绑起来。
And it'll be tied up.
所以当你穿上了这件衣服的时候，你这个外科大夫你就要知道，你不再是你的自己，你乃是一个外科大夫。
Once the doctor surgeon puts on that garment, he or she will no longer be himself. He's in the role of a surgeon.
你要按照一个外科大夫的责任，在那个病人的身上动刀。
He or she must adhere to the responsibility of a surgeon to operate on the patient.
所以你该割的要割掉，不该割的你不要随便乱割。
So you need to cut only what needs to be removed and not what should be remaining there.
啊，我说这个弟兄姐妹们就能理解这个字的意思了哈。
So when I give this illustration, I hope brothers and sisters.
所以圣经里有的时候把它翻译成捆绑是有意思的。
So that's why sometimes in the Bible it's translated as a bind.
说到把它穿上衣服也是有意思的。
Or when you say put on a clothing, clothe yourself.
因为这是他身份的显明。
Because it is a manifestation of the position of that person.
那为什么老彼得到了这个时候他会想起这样的一幅图画呢？
So why would Peter at his old age think of that picture in his mind?
我们如果还记得在约翰福音十三章记到那个最后的晚宴的那个过程的时候。
If we still remember the Last Supper recorded in the book of John, chapter 13,
当他们进入晚宴的时候，应该有仆人给他们洗脚，然后进入宴席开始，对不对？
During the Last Supper, as they entered the dining hall, there was supposed to be a servant or slave washing their feet.
可是在那个时候，没有一个仆人来给他们洗脚。
But at that time, no servant came to wash their feet.
然后在约翰福音十三章四到五节就记述了这样的一个场景。
So in the book of John 13, 4 to 5, a story was depicted.
他说耶稣就离席站起来脱了一块毛巾脱了衣服然后拿一条毛巾束腰。
So Jesus rose,
13章,
got up from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself.
我刚才解释过这个字的意思了，他实际上脱下了自己的衣服，不是光有内衣了，也不是光着膀子，而是穿上了另外一件衣服，这个衣服就是仆人的衣服。
So I already explained the meaning of that action and the word. So he took off his own clothing, so it's not like naked or whatever, but he's basically putting on another garment representing assuming the position of a servant.
这个仆人的衣服穿上告诉他的门徒，他现在是个仆人，是来为他们洗脚的那位仆人。
Putting on that piece of garment, he is showing his disciples that now he is the servant who's going to wash their feet.
啊，我们也知道这件事情对彼得的那个触动之大。
And we also know how that greatly touched Peter.
因为在这个整个的故事之中，唯有只记录了彼得跟主耶稣的两次对话，对不对？
Because in this whole story, there were only two conversations recorded that was between Peter and Jesus.
其实这是一个方面的情景来触动了老彼得。
So that was, of course, on the one side of what, I mean, one point, what actually touched Peter at his old age.
另外还有一个情景，就是记录在约翰福音最后一章那里。
The other picture was recorded at the end of the book of John.
你知道主耶稣跟彼得最后说的那个话是什么话吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said to Peter last?
他说，彼得啊，你年少的时候会自己树上愿自由往来，到你随意随着你的意思到你所愿意的地方随意往来。
He says, when you were young, says when you were young, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished.
但是当你年老的时候，你要伸出手来，被别人树上带你。属你不愿意去的地方。
But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you and bring you where you do not wish to go.
圣经里告诉我们，那是指着彼得的死来说的。
And the Bible tells us this is referring to Peter's death.
当然，圣经里没有记录下彼得是如何死的。
But the Bible didn't tell us how exactly Peter died.
但是你如果去看犹太人的历史的时候。有这样的一个记载。
But if you look at the history books of Israelites, you will see this recording.
当罗马的皇帝开始大肆逼迫基督徒的时候，要抓把他们给杀尽的时候。
When Roman emperor started to persecute Christians.
那时候，彼得在罗马城，在罗马城。
Peter was in Rome.
他也逃出了罗马城。
He also escaped from.
本来他可以离开那座城，离开被追捕、被杀死的境界。
He could have left the city of Rome and escaped from being persecuted and killed.
但是犹太人的历史告诉我们，他出了城以后，在路上遇见了那个复活的主。
But the Jewish history tells us after he.Left the city of Rome, he met the resurrected Jesus.
他就回城去，把自己交给罗马的兵丁。
So he turned around and submit himself to the Roman soldiers.
当罗马的兵丁把他带到那十字架上的时候，他说了一句话。
When the Roman soldiers led him to the cross, he said,
他说，我不配像着我们主那样钉十字架。
I'm not worthy of being nailed on the cross just as our Lord Jesus did.
他跟罗马兵丁有一个祈求，他说我要倒钉十字架。
So he had a pleading to the Roman soldiers that I wanted to be nailed upside down.
我们的彼得就是这样谦卑的被钉死在十字架上。
So Peter was nailed on the cross in this way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们呢
？So dear brothers and sisters.
无论在家中还是在聚会的时候
Whether at home or in congregations
我们千万不要轻忽在我们中间的这些年长的弟兄姐妹们
Let us not look lightly on the brothers and sisters who are elderly among us
当人年长以后他就会往往常常的会记起他一生那些对他最刻骨铭心的教训
When people are oldThey often remember the things that get impressed upon them so much throughout life.
那当然，一个题外话，也是我们对自己的提醒。
So I want to also digress a little bit as a reminder to us.
我们如何来判断我们那心里的年龄是老还是年少呢？
How do we judge ourselves? Is our psychological age old or young?
就在于你是不是常常想起你那年轻的时候的事情。
It really depends on whether you keep remembering things that when you were younger.
当你想起那些事情的时候，你才能够体会出那些年长者，特别是我们年轻的时候 ，teenager 的时候，我们的爸爸妈妈对我们那些唠叨的话。
When you remember things at your younger age, you will start to understand the the words from your parents and what they actually mean.
所以比老彼得当他年少的时候，他看到弟兄姐妹们在地上行事为人的时候，他告诉弟兄姐妹们有这样的一条路或者一个秘诀，就是你们要以谦卑来束腰。
So Peter, when he was old and seeing brothers and sisters on the earth, and he told them, that there is a path on this road, which is clothe yourselves with humility.
如果我们把经文再读细一点，
So if we read even deeper,
我们发现那个谦卑原来是一个名词的单数形式。
So that word humility is actually a singular form of the noun.
前面还加了一个定冠词。
There was also the article in front of it.
换句话说，直接翻出来，你要以那一个谦卑来束腰。
That means you need to clothe yourself with the humility.
哪一个谦卑呢？
What is that humility?
我们读的第三段经文是在诗篇一百一十三篇那边。
So the third passage that we read in Psalm 113.
在那边让我们看到有一个谦卑是被称作为耶和华的谦卑。
There is one humility that is called the humility of the Lord.
他说耶和华超过万民之上，他的荣耀高于诸天，谁像耶和华我们的神呢？
The Lord is high above all nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God?
我们前面读到弥迦书的那句话，对不对？
The verse that we read from the book of Micah.
我们知道弥迦这个先知的名字的意思是什么吗？
Do you know the meaning of the name Micah?
就是谁像耶和华我们的神呢？
It actually means who is like the Lord our God.
他坐在至高之处，自己谦卑，观看天上地下的事。
Who is enthroned on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth.
这里告诉我们，宇宙之间有一个谦卑。
It tells us there is kind of humility in the universe.
那个谦卑是从至高之处所下来的一个谦卑。
That is the kind of humility coming from the highest place.
他位于至高之处。
The Lord is high above all nations.
他却关心天上地下的事情。
But he cares about, he's beholding the things that are in heaven and in the earth.
因着这个谦卑。
Because of this humility,
他带出了一个结果。
There is one consequence.
他从尘灰尘之中抬举穷贫寒人，从粪堆之中提拔了平凡人。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap.
这群人就是我们在座的每一位。
So the dust and the needy are all of us.
我们原是尘土之中的一份子。
So we are part of the dust.
我们是粪土之粪堆之中的一份。
We are part of the ash heap.
因着他的谦卑。
Because of his humility.
我们这群人被得以从灰尘之中给抬举出来，被从粪堆之中给提拔出来。
We're able to be raised from the dust, and we were able to be lifted from the ash heap.
我们不仅成为神家的儿女。
Not only have we become children of God,
他更让我们提高了一个地步，是到了一个王子的身份。
But also he raised us up to the position of the princess.
我们最终要与他在他的国中，与他的国中的那位王子一同作王。
Eventually, in his kingdom, we will sit on the throne together with that his prince.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
这是何等伟美妙的救恩。
What an amazing salvation.
这一切都是因着他的谦卑而做成。
All of this is accomplished by his humility.
他还使我们这些不能生育的妇女能够安居在家中为多子的乐母。
He makes the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children.
他说到使我们这一群人 生命里头要结出累累的树果。
He's talking about all of us will bear multiple of fruits in our lives.
你还记得主耶稣在约翰福音里说的那句话吗？
Do you remember what Jesus said in the book of John?
他说我来了是要叫羊得生命。
I come to give you sheep life.
不只是得生命而已呀。
Not only giving you life,
他下面还有一句话。
Furthermore, he said,
你要得更丰盛。
And you get more abundantly.
这丰盛的生命是让我们除去我们身上一切的羞辱。
That abundant life is to rid us of all the shame.
更让我们能够安居在神的家中。
And to let us dwell peacefully in his house.
让我们成为一个欢乐的母亲。
To let us become the joyful mother.
如果弟兄姐妹们对圣经有个初步的了解的话，
If brothers and sisters have some basic understanding of the Bible,
我们知道诗篇113篇到118篇，在诗篇里头有一个特别的题目。
We know Psalm 113 throughout, all the way to Psalm 118 has a special section title.
他们被称作为哈利路亚诗歌。
These are collectively called Hallelujah Psalms.
他们也是在逾越节所唱的那些诗歌。
These are the songs sung by Jewish people during Passover.
我们还记得马太福音或者马可福音里头的记载的时候。
Do you remember in the Mark or Matthew?
也就是在最后的晚宴的那个结束的时候。
That's at the end of the Last Supper.
啊，马可福音是十四章二十六节，马太福音是二十六章。三十节。
Mark 14:26 and Matt.
马可福音十四章二十六。
14:26.
马太福音是二十六章三十节，同样的话哈。
And Matthew is 26:20.
他说呢，他们吃完了这个宴席以后，就唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山而去。马可十四章二十六。
Okay. After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
所以几乎所有的圣经学者都认为这些诗就是前面的一百一十三到一百一十八篇。
So almost all the Bible scholars think of the hymns that they are singing was Psalms 113 and throughout Psalm 118.
你记住这节经文，就是我刚才读的马可福音第十四章第二十六节。
So if you remember this Bible verse, Mark 14:26.
他们说他们唱了这些诗歌就出来，然后往一个地方去，这个地方的名字叫橄榄山。
So after singing a hymn, they went out to a place. The name of the place is Mount of Olives.
如果我们看《使徒行传》第一章的时候，我们知道橄榄山是一个什么地方呢？
If we look at the book of Acts in chapter 1, we will know what is that special place, Mount of Olives.
橄榄山是最后主升天的那个地方。
That is the place where Jesus rose up to heaven.
是主升高的一个地方。
It's the place where Jesus was exalted to heaven.
在最后的晚宴之中，在门徒的心思意念之中，他以为主不再吃这个饼，不再喝这个杯的时候，以后他们下一步就是到橄榄山，我们主会得以被升高的地方。
During the Last Supper, when they thought, the disciples thought Jesus would never, the Lord would never drink the cup again and eat the bread again, then they went to the last place, the Mount of Olives.
但是我们在往下看四本福音书的时候，它的记载却不是这样。
And that's where Jesus was exalted. But furthermore, when we continue to read the four gospel books, the recordings are different.
不错，我们的主耶稣在地上，他最终的一个点是在橄榄山，是被升高的那个地方。
So the last time point of Jesus is on earth and was at the place of Mount of Olives, and that's the place when he was exalted.
但是在到达橄榄山之前，他必须经过克西马尼园，必须来到哥哥他。
However, before he reached that point of being exalted, he had to go through the Gethsemane. He had to go to the place of Golgotha.
所以腓立比书二章六到八节那边，把我们的主耶稣继续谦卑的这条路的过程，再次详细的显明在我们的面前。
Therefore, in the book of Philippians, chapters 2, 6,
二三六到八节。
Chapter 2, verses 6 to 8.
这段经文我相信我们在座的弟兄姐妹们都会很熟的，对不对？
So this passage further clarified the humility of Jesus. I'm sure brothers and sisters are very familiar with this passage.
我就读一下哈。
Let me read from it.
说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Who, although he exalted in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
我要特别提醒读中文的弟兄姐妹们。
I will specifically remind brothers and sisters who read the Chinese translation.
这里的自己卑微这个字。
Here the word he humbled himself.
就是我们刚才今天的讲题的题目，凡事谦虚的那个谦虚那个字的动词形式。
So it's actually the verb form of the title of today's talk, with all humility.
动词表明是什么意思呢？
So what does that word verb form mean?
如何行？
That means how we act.
因为我们知道这个谦虚这个名词。
We understand the word noun form humility.
圣经也告诉我们这个谦虚的这个动词是怎么做出来的。
But the verb also explains to us how the verb form is acted out.
这里的功课很多。
There's so much lessons, so many lessons in this.
我这里只说一点。
I want to only touch on one point.
你真正的要谦卑吗？
How do you humble yourself? Do you really want to humble yourself?
你首先问自己，你死了没有？
You'd first ask yourself, am I dead?
如果你没有死，
if you're not dead,
说明你就不够谦虚。
That means you're not humble enough.
不够谦虚是比较好听的话。
Well, not humble enough is a mild way of saying that.
圣经里说你就没有谦虚。
The Bible would say you have no humility.
这点很重要啊。
This is very important.
为什么我们在家里头常常会发生争吵呢？
Why do we often quarrel in our family?
为什么我们在聚会之中常常会发生纷争呢？
Why do we also have strifes among brothers and sisters in congregations?
你知道你是谦虚的吗？
Do you really know you're humble?
如果你是谦虚的，如果是你是死的，这件事情会发生吗？
If you're truly humble, if you're dead, would these kind of things happen?
一个死人躺在那里，你怎么骂他，怎么踹他，怎么打他，他都没有反应的。
To a dead person, however you curse him and you know, trample upon him or beat him, he's not going to respond to you.
可是我们在家里，特别是我们的弟兄们，往往就会一句话或者一个表情就会跳起来，对不对？
But at home, especially our brothers, sometimes just a word, a sentence, or even an expression would stir up anger.
圣经里告诉我们，这个死不是其他的死法，乃是要钉死在十字架上。
So the Bible tells us death is not about other kind of forms of death, but about dying on the cross.
就是在新约里头所给我们显明出来的那个耶和华的谦卑。
So this is the kind of humility of the Lord demonstrated in the New Testament.
就是我们主耶稣的谦卑。
It's the humility of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们常常用马太福音十一章二十八到二十九那段经文来传福音。
So we often use the Bible passage from Matthew 11:28-29 to preach gospel.
那你说凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息，我心里柔和谦卑，你们担负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。
Says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
他这里说，我心里柔和谦卑。
It says, I am gentle and humble.
在原文里头翻译就是在我的心里头，我就是那温柔，我就是那谦卑。
The original language says, the actual translation is, in my heart, I am the gentleness, I am the humility.
所以我们要真正的学主耶稣的谦卑吗？
So do we want to truly follow Jesus to learn about humility?
我们不仅要来到主耶稣的面前，
Not only should we come before the Lord,
我们更要进到他的心里。
But also we need to enter his heart.
在他的心里头，那个谦卑，那个温柔，就在那边显明出来。
The humility in his heart, that gentleness and humility are fully manifested.
所以你这样去想的时候，为什么在我们刚才读的腓立比书前面的第六到第八节前面还有一个第五节，对不对？
So when you think about this and on the verses that we just read from Philippians chapter 2, 6 to 8, and there is also the verse before it, verse 5.
我们真正的要活出主耶稣的样式。
If we truly want to live out the likeness of Jesus,
特别是他的谦卑,
especially his humility,
我们只有一条路, 就是以他的心为我们的心。
There is only one way, that is,
我们只有进到他的心里头，我们才能做到以他的心为我们的心。
Only when we enter his heart can we assume his heart as our heart.
我们整个心思意念，我们整个的思想都是在他的那个心里头发出来的。
All our hearts and minds should come from his hearts and minds.
当你认识到这个秘诀的话，
When you realize that secret,
你就能够体会保罗在腓立比书四章十二到十三节的那个宣告是何等的坚决，是何等的喜乐。
Then you understand the proclamation made by Paul in Philippians chapter 4 is how much joyful and filled with joy and satisfaction.
这不是字句上头的。
It's not on the words only.
这乃是从经历之中所得出来的。
It's from his experience.
他说我知道怎样处卑贱，我也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足或饥饿，或有余或缺乏，随时随在我都得了那个秘诀。那个秘诀是什么呢？就是靠着那个加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I know how to get along with the humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperityIn any and every circumstances, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry. And what is that secret? It is both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
同样的，这里说到怎样处卑贱。
So again, it says how to be humble, how to get along with humble means.
就是那个谦虚的，同样的是动词形式。
And it's that same A verb form, actually.
我们知道谦卑这件事情。
We know this thing, humility.
但是我们很多时候在那边说，我不知道该怎样谦卑去做这件事情。
But oftentimes we say, I don't know how to be humble.
这里保罗告诉我们，我知道了一件事情。
And Paul tells us, I know this one thing.
就是怎样来处谦卑。
That is how to get along with
怎样来活出耶稣基督的谦卑
How to live out the humility of the Lord.
因为我得了那一个秘诀了
Because I have learned the secret.
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能
And the secret is I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
用彼得告诉我们的那个秘诀是什么
So what is the secret that Peter told us?
就是你要以那个谦卑来束腰。
That is, clothe yourselves with the humility.
用保罗的话来怎么说呢?
According to Paul,
你要被囚禁在那个谦卑的里头。
That is, to bound by that humility.
明白吗?
You understand?
我们囚禁在那个里头我们更重要的还是要在那个心脏的部位对不对
So if we're bound by the humility the more important thing is we need to be in the heart of Jesus
盼望我们及时的来审查我们自己
So let us truly examine ourselves
要记住
Remember
败坏之先必有骄傲
Before destruction comes a pridefulness and haughtiness
尊荣之前必有谦卑。
And humility comes before honor.
我们在这里聚集。
So as we gather here,
我们要追求谦卑的这条路。
We want to seek the path of humility.
我们的目标不像人世间的那种目标。
Our goal is not like the worldly goal.
不像你在学校里头，你的考试要得第一，第一，第一。
Not like you wanted to be the number one in all your examinations in school.
不像你在工厂工作的场合之中，你要追求你的职位高高高。
It's not like you wanted to achieve the high positions in your workplace.
我们在主的生活的里面，我们是要不断的谦卑。
In the life of the Lord, we need to be lower. And lower in our position.
我们在家中所比的不是说我强我强我强。
In our family, we're not to seek I am strong, strong, strong.
我们在家里所比的说我不行我不行我不行。
In our family, what we compare with each other should be I'm not good enough, not enough, not enough.
不信你回去看一看。
If you don't believe me, go home and check.
你可以操练一下。
And try it out.
你跟你的那一位你就是这样的认为自己是很低的这个位置上你看你家里的那个架还吵得起来吵不起来
If facing your other half you keep thinking about yourself as being low and low and low in position check if see if you can still fight against each other
如果你还能吵得起来的话我还真服了你们
If you could have another quarrel I'd really you know
我们每次吵架不就是因为是我对的吗？我的意见对，你的意见不对吗
？Every time we fight with each other, isn't it because that we always think I'm right and you're wrong?
另外，我还最后提一点一件事情。
Lastly, I want to just touch on one point.
在圣经里告诉我们一件事。
The Bible tells us,
降卑、谦卑、往下走是我们人的事情。
Be humble.Going lower and lowly is the thing of human beings.
升高不是你的事，是神的事。
Being exalted is not your thing. It's the God's thing.
所以你在圣经里，你会特别新约里头，你会不断的看到这些经文。
So you will repeatedly see these kind of verses in the Bible, especially the New Testament.
他说：“凡自高的必降为卑，凡自卑的必升为高啊。”
So whoever is humble will be exalted. Whoever is prideful and high, they will be lowered.
不仅是神对我们是这样要求的。
Not only is this the requirement or commandment of the Lord for us.
神对他的那个独生爱子也是这样行的。
And he also did the exact thing on his only begotten son.
我们刚才已经提到了腓立比书二章六到八节，对不对
？We already mentioned Philippians 2:6-8.
你在往下看的时候，九到十一节，你就看到是神使他升高啊。
If you continue to read the verses, the following verses, 9 to 11, you will see it is God who raised him up.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你不要，千万不要以为你谦卑了，你降卑了就吃亏了。
So dear brothers and sisters, do not consider yourself consider the loss when you lower yourself.
当你到了神的那个所定规的那个地步，神所定的那个时间，你最后所升高的那是万民之上，跟我们的主耶稣一同来做完的地步。
When you lower yourself and when you reach the point where God wants you to be, then the position you are going to be raised to is going to be higher above all nations and will be on the throne together with the prince.
特别是在你的家中，你家里什么时候你们谦卑了，家里的平安喜乐就充满了你的家。
So especially in your household, whenever you are humble, then the peace and joy will fill your household.
对你自己好，对你的那一半也好，对你的孩子也更好。
It's good to you, good to your other half, and good to your children.
在教会里头也是一样。
Same as the situation at church.
盼望这些话能够成为弟兄姐妹们里面的一个提醒。
I hope this can become a reminder of all brothers and sisters.
我们不要伸手去抓神负责的那一块事情。
Let's not grasp what is supposed to be the responsibility of God.
我们没有那么大的能耐，我们只要管好自己。
We don't have that power. We only need to focus on what we need to do, our responsibility.
包括在你自己的家中，你不要管你那一半的那些事情。
Including in your household, do not worry about the business of your other half.
你要管的，你的责任就自己是不是能够活在谦卑之中。
Focus on your own responsibility, that is whether you can live in humility.
这是我们得胜的秘诀。
That is the secret of our victory.
靠着那加给我力量呢，我凡事都能。弟兄姐妹们，切切的记住这句话。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
你如果哪一天在家里你觉得我做不来了，我已经没有能力了，你有没有仰望这位他？
Truly remember this phrase that any time when you're at home you feel like I can't do this anymore, I really have no more strength. Remember this, and are you raising up your eyes toward him?
神的应许清清楚楚，没有一点的折扣，也没有一点的模糊。
God's promise is so clear, there is no ambiguity.
他说我就是那加给你力量的那一位，你什么时候到我这里来，你凡事都能。
I am the one who strengthens you. Whenever you come before me, you can do all things.
时间到了，我们低头祷告。
Time is up, so let us pray together.
主，我们感谢赞。如果是出于小子的，主啊，求你用宝血挪去。
It is from me, and Lord, please remove it.
如果是出于你自己的，主啊，你就放在弟兄姐妹们的心中。
If it is from you, Lord, you keep them, establish them in the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
主啊，我求你不仅把这些话语放在你的话语放在弟兄姐妹们的心中。
Lord, I ask, implore that not only you will keep these words in the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
主啊，我更是求你，你的话还在弟兄姐妹们的心中成为一根刺。
Lord, but also let these become the thorn in our brothers and sisters' heart.
如果你弟兄姐妹们没有活出你的心意的时候，主啊，你就不要把这根刺给挪去。
If the brothers and sisters are not able to live out your will, Lord, do not remove that thorn.
你的恩典与这里的弟兄姐妹们同在。
May your grace be with brothers and sisters.
你也祝福在座的每一位和这里的聚集。
May you bless each one of us here who are gathering.
我们这样感恩交托的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.